Are we joyful? We're coming to the end of the Christmas season, and I think it's good for us to ask the question, are we joyful? Today is the Feast of the Epiphany. We tend to think, okay, evangelizing, going out, the light of God dawning on the nations. But the question of whether or not we are joyful is one we have to answer first, before we go out with the good news. And of course, we understand joy is not perpetually having a grin on our face. It's not always feeling happy. It's not being extroverted. Joy is the security that comes from knowing the light of God. It is that capacity that we find in the martyrs, in imitation of Jesus, to go to the cross, to go to death, to go to suffering, not trying to barter and change or complain about things, but with peaceful trust in the goodness of the one they lay their life down for. So have we let the light of the gospel touch our lives? I think each generation, each age group, kind of has its place that it reveals where the light maybe hasn't dawned. Gen Z, millennials, there's this kind of dark cynicism, this nihilistic eat, drink, and be merry because none of it matters. We're all going to die anyway. A lot of dark humor, a lot of self-deprecation, self-resentment. I think the generation ahead of them, it's much more anxiety. How do we deal with this darkness? How do we avoid it? How do we make sure it doesn't take our kids to the point that it becomes this all-consuming worry? And a worry that there isn't even the energy then to do anything about. As we go maybe a generation or two ahead of that, it's the temptation to look back and imagine that everything in the past was better and everything now just stinks. It's the temptation to backbite, to gossip, to complain, I could do it better, or the temptation to give in to hopelessness. What has it all mattered? And that's painting with a very broad brush, because of course we all are different, but I think that we can see evidence of that either in ourselves or in those around us. But as disciples, we have a responsibility to offer to the world something different, but we can only do that if we have allowed ourselves to experience something different. So again, the question, are we joyful? And that means allowing the light of the gospel, the truth that God became man, not to condemn the world, but to save it, and that includes you and I. We allowed that to go to the darkest places that we can conceive of or experience in our own hearts, in our family life, in the world around us. A lot of times that's the last place that we want to go. But it's exactly that place that we need the light to dawn. So if we look at our lives and we realize, yeah, I do kind of have that cynical, dark perspective on the world and on the future, or I am consumed with worry and anxiety about the darkness of the world, or I am caught up in despair or in complaining, then there is our answer. No, we haven't let the light of the gospel touch us in the darkest parts of ourselves. No, we aren't totally joyful. And so we need this Feast of the Epiphany to shatter not the darkness of the world out there, but the darkness of the world that is within our own hearts. Otherwise, all the rest of the world is going to encounter is a bunch of Eeyores when they meet us as Christians and go, well, even they don't have anything to offer. They're just like the world around us. And nobody wants to come to the gospel if that's the case. So this is a good opportunity to let the light of God shine into those places that are darkness. And this does require courage. Of course, brothers and sisters, we sometimes spend a lot of time and a lot of energy either distracting ourselves from the darkness, forcing painful or frightening thoughts and memories down, or of trying to construct some sort of reality where we set up a barrier against the darkness. But we believe in God who entered into the dark world. We believe in God who faced down sin and death. We believe in God who rose from the dead and who then sent his apostles and those who follow after them into the world with the gift of his own spirit. We have to ask ourselves, where do I still need to embrace that reality? And then when we go to our prayer, this is what our prayer is made of. It isn't just repeating our prayers until we aren't scared anymore. It's inviting Jesus into those places that we are scared of so that the light might dawn. There's this beautiful image that I go back to over and over and over that I heard a very wise priest say, that we have to practice resting our wounds upon the wounds of Christ. Right, that is prayer, bringing that to our Lord, not telling him what to do, not trying to earn his healing, but just resting those wounds upon his wounds. We can do the same thing with our darkness, or with the darkness of the world, or with whatever darkness is preoccupying us. All we need to do is bring our darkness to his light, and then to be patient. The gospel gives us these promises, and we are the inheritors of them, and we experience it already in the forgiveness of our sins and reconciliation in the reception of Jesus in the Eucharist. But God desires to take the great graces of the sacraments and weave the fabric of our lives out of that hope, out of that life, out of that goodness. This is not being Pollyanna-ish and pretending that there isn't darkness, but this is boldly proclaiming what is in John's gospel, which is that the light has come into the world and the darkness has not overcome it. So let's not live like the darkness can overcome the light. Let's not complain like the darkness can overcome the light. Let's not give in to hopelessness like the darkness can come over the light. Let's live like the light has overcome the darkness and will continue to do so. So as we approach our Lord today in the Eucharist, may we invite that light into those places that are dark or we fear the darkness of. And allow the Epiphany to be a realization and a dawning of light for us, so that then we might take that light into the darkness of the world, and that the world might see something new, something different, something attractive in the light that triumphs.